Zania Moussaka, 702, your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Right, it's 6 minutes past two. There's been so much comment, particularly on social media, considering what was announced earlier as part of Eskom's financial results presentation. And it turns out that Eskom suffered a net loss of 2.3 billion rand in 2018. And this is compared to 0.9 billion rand in profits the previous year. But they've also looked at irregular expenditure, and it comes in at 19.6 billion rand in irregular expenditure since 2012. But the bulk of this irregular expenditure is that's been reported is actually in 2018. So this organization continues to be heavily embattled, heavily indebted. And we need Eskom to work for our economy. Not too long ago, there was also a protest over pay at the South African power utility, and it led to lights being turned off. We went back to the days of load shedding. Remember, we had to check on that schedule. It lasted for about 2 days, but the schedule was there for a week. And Eskom had announced recently that it could not afford to give its workers an annual increase, and this is what the fight was largely over. Then an infographic surfaced, and this infographic went viral, and it claimed that staff members have increased by almost 50% since 2003, and that the average salary per year for Eskom employees has also increased, and it's sitting at about 780,000 rand. And all of this whilst electricity production has remained flat. So how true are the various issues raised in this infographic? Because it led to a lot of comment and a lot of criticism for the organization, especially in light of things that have been happening internally with the workers' strike and, of course, the massive losses that Eskom has gone on to suffer. So the team from Africa Check has taken a closer look at these claims. So Kate Wilkinson joins us now. The lines are open to you as well on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. It is going to be figures heavy, so I'm going to try and concentrate as much as possible. And Kate has a great way of explaining how these things come about. So this time the focus is on Eskom. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, Azza. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So here is something that went completely viral, making very bold claims and statements about the state of Eskom.
Absolutely. And I think we have to understand and expect that when there is such a topical, controversial issue when it comes to electricity production, Eskom, load shedding, these are all things that we care about a lot.
Yeah.
We don't want to go home to dark houses. We don't want to have to cook without electricity. And we also don't want our electricity utility not to be able to provide electricity or to, like we've seen today, announce that it's made tremendous losses. So it's into this very heated space that something like this infographic can just be quietly slipped in, and it just takes off.
Yes.
And it's important,
though.
It's important, yeah, because it becomes fact. And we, at Africa Check, we're never going to tell you don't believe anything you see on the internet, because sometimes it can be true. But we're going to be looking at these three very important numbers. So the number of employees, the average salary, and how much electricity is being produced. And we're going to let you know where fact lies and where there's a little bit of fiction.
And often with this, you hear so many different experts who may be giving you data that is formulated in specific ways. So you're never quite sure. Did they say that Eskom generates this much power? Or did the last time I heard it was this much power? So for the average person listening, it can be dizzying.
Absolutely. And that's what we really tried to do here. So we tried to look at quite complicated things. We had to look at audited financial statements and integrated reports and gigawatt hours and terawatt hours, and we've tried to make it really simple so that anyone, even if you have no idea what Eskom is talking about, you can understand these numbers and you can unpack them and you can share this information knowing that you've got it right.
Absolutely. Here's an SMS. It says, a WhatsApp brother, it says, Eskom is way behind schedule. It is too top heavy. Instead of 40 managers, they have 400. Workers literally eat like kings. So there's already a perception about what's going on within Eskom. So let's start with the very first claim, the number of Eskom employees. And this infographic says that it increased from 32,000 in 2003 to just over 47,000 in 2017.
Yeah, and if you look at the infographic, you can also find it on our website. You can see that it's quite a sharp little line that heads straight up from 2003 to 2017. And checking these figures was actually relatively easy. If you go onto Eskom's website, you can go to their reporting section and you can have a look at their integrated reports. And when you have a look at these numbers, we see that in 2003, the power utility employed around 31,900 people.
Yeah.
And that by 2017, this had increased to around 47,600. So when we look at the numbers which are included in this infographic, we can actually see that these numbers are actually correct. They're largely in line with what the integrated reports say. What's interesting, though, is in the 2016-17 annual report, the power utility does say that they actually have plans to cut back on the number of employees. And, of course, this is a very sensitive discussion regarding staff cuts, regarding increases and bonuses and weighing up remuneration with staffing levels. But they say that by 2021 and 22, they plan to employ just 36,700 employees.
So closer to the previous numbers in 2003.
Absolutely. But this is... of course, it's interesting to fact check these numbers, but there is also a discussion here about, well, how many people should Eskom employ? Because if we're talking and saying that, you know, they're employing too many people, the staff numbers have increased, we actually wanted to see if there were any studies or any analysis that had been done that could help us understand whether these numbers are too high or too low or right on the money.
Yeah. So what did you find? Because there are risks when it comes to comparisons, and because what are we comparing apples for apples? But it also serves to give us some kind of guideline of what the lay of the land should be.
Absolutely. So first of all, we looked at a study which was done by the World Bank in 2016.
Yeah.
And what they did in this policy research working paper, trust the World Bank to have, can't just be a study.
Nope.
they looked at the viability really of electricity sectors across Africa, and they looked at 39 sub-Saharan African countries, and they provided a whole long list of information for all of these countries. And one of the things they looked at were employment numbers. In each of these countries, how many people are employed in the electricity sector? And what it found was that in 2014, Eskom had the largest workforce out of all of the 39 countries that it assessed. And in 2014, that stood at around 41,700 employees.
Wow.
But it's important also to take into consideration that it also had the largest number of customers on the continent in this analysis. So they said, you know, around 41,700 employees. And then they went on to do an analysis where they looked at all these countries and they applied some assumptions and they did some calculations and some benchmarking. And they reached a conclusion for how many people these sectors should actually employ.
Right.
So it's essentially like looking at a business and saying it employs X number of people, but we're going to look at the work that they actually have to do, how much they have to produce, and we're going to say how efficient we think they actually are. Are they employing enough people, too many people, or too few people? And what this analysis actually concluded was that the World Bank thought that Eskom only needed to employ around 14,200 people.
That is more than half.
Yes.
Even the figure that Eskom is targeting, more than half where they were in 2003.
So yeah, so what the conclusion actually was that in 2014, Eskom was 66% overstaffed. And there were only actually two other countries which had higher levels of overstaffing, and that was Zimbabwe at 67% and then Zambia at 71%.
Yes.
But I think we have to be careful about these sort of benchmark.
Absolutely,
analysis.
Because which is what I was going to come back to about this issue of comparisons. Is it like for like? And also the limitations that come with benchmarking.
Absolutely. And this is what quite a few of the experts that we spoke to put up a red flag and said, hang on a minute. You just need to take a moment and actually look at how the assessment is done. And if you look at how the assessment was done, they made a lot of assumptions across 39 different countries to try and have comparable figures.
Right.
And for example, one of the assumptions that they made was that you only needed one employee for every 413 electricity customers. And what even the study itself points out in its own section about the limitations is that this benchmarking analysis is very simplified.
Yeah.
And it's meant to cover, in this case, 39 countries and provide cross-country comparisons, and that results for individual countries shouldn't be used as a substitute for in-depth a sort of analysis and assessment of countries' electricity sectors.
Okay.
So this is it's an interesting study. It gives us quite a low ball figure of what the staffing numbers should look at ESCOM, like at ESCOM, but we do have another study that we can look at to get a different assessment.
Okay. So is it fair to say that the verdict on the first claim that's made in the infographic about the number of employees, that the verdict is that it is correct?
Yes. So we stamped this one correct. You know, if you rounded up or down, you got to the numbers that were included in the infographic.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, sometimes you see a viral infographic, and if you hear that there's a fact-checking show which is going to be taking apart a viral infographic, you don't expect the conclusion to be correct.
Yes, because with so many of the other ones we've looked at, the claims we've looked at in the past, they've been exaggerations, the figures have been wrong. So it's good to hear that there's a claim that's been made that is on the money. And then the second part of the claim has to do with the number of, the average salary per annum of employees.
Yeah, so this was actually, we saw lots of numbers being thrown around about this. We saw economists tweeting numbers. We saw head of banks giving out figures at conferences. And then we saw this infographic. And what the infographic shows is that in 2003, the average salary per year was at 220,000 Rand. And that by 2017, this had increased to 780,000 Rand per staff member at ESCOM every single year.
Yeah.
And I think if you know even very little about the South African economy and about the amount of money that most people earn, this is magnitudes higher than that.
So this is average.
This is
looking
average.
At the average.
Yes.
So where did you start with this particular interrogating this calculation?
Yeah, so we went right back to the same documents that we used for the first one, and we needed to pull a couple of different numbers to do this calculation. And the first thing we should probably point out is that there are different kinds of averages.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, you know, an average where you take the total cost and you divide it by the total number of people.
Yes.
And it tells you per person how many each get. Then you can calculate an average called the median, where you have a point where half of the staff would earn more and half would earn less.
Mm-hmm.
But very quickly, once we started looking at these numbers, we realized that what they were doing here was trying to figure out, if you take the big pot of money that ESCOM pays every year to staff and you divide it by the number of staff, this is the average.
Right.
That
so that's the route they followed. That's the route they followed to get to this 220,000 in 2003 and 780,000 in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so in 2003, we pulled the numbers out of their reports and we saw that that year, ESCOM staff costs totaled 7.5 billion Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you divide this by the about 31,900 employees, you get an average salary per person of around 235,000 Rand per person.
That's so more than the 2003 average.
Yeah. So it's a little bit higher than the 2003 average.
Mm-hmm.
If we fast forward to 2017 and we rerun the same calculations, we see that ESCOM staff costs have ballooned, I think is a conservative word to use. In 2017, staff costs had increased to 33.2 billion Rand.
Wow.
And the number of people, like we mentioned earlier, were around 47,600.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run the same calculation, you'll see that the average salary actually comes in at around 696,000 Rand per person. So this is actually a bit lower than the average salary, which was mentioned in the infographic.
Yes, which is 780,000 Rand.
Yeah.
But what question should we be asking about this, especially around the pay scale? Because it doesn't tell us, like the earlier WhatsApp suggested, about where the weight is.
Of course. And I think it's an obvious point, but it sometimes needs to be stated. Of course, the staff costs at a company, whether it's ESCOM or whether it's a corporate, they are not shared equally with all employees. I'm sure many of us wish that they were, but that is definitely not what happens. But Eskom actually doesn't make it very easy to understand exactly who earns what the different pay scales are. You can have a look at the top of the ladder and look at who is earning the most at Eskom, but we do not get a detailed breakdown of the different pay scales, of different levels, of managers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There were confidential documents that were actually published recently, and they did give us a little bit more insight. These normally at Africa Check, we wouldn't rely on confidential documents because we need verification. We need Eskom or whoever those documents belong to say, yes, this is correct. But we've added this context here because it doesn't have a direct impact on the verdict. We're not using these documents to say that the claim is correct or incorrect.
Okay.
We're just using it as an example to show that these confidential documents were released.
Mm-hmm.
To date, there hasn't really been any pushback from Eskom to say that these are not
correct.
But what they do show is that for around 84% of employees whose salaries are negotiated between the unions and Eskoms, there's quite a wide scale when it comes to the people in that group. So we have people earning from around 135,000 rand per year, all the way up to the highest at 595,000 rand per year.
Within that 84%?
Within that 84%.
Of people whose salaries are negotiated.
And
okay.
then the people outside of that 84%, what that suggests is that they are earning substantially more than the bargaining unit members. So when we look at this claim, if we want to bring it round to a conclusion, the claim was that the average salary per annum increased from 220,000 rand in 2003 to 780,000 rand most recently in 2017. We rated this claim as exaggerated, which means, you know, the figures are in the right ballpark, but they're pushed slightly higher.
They exaggerated.
Yeah. So
rounding off is a little too high.
Yeah. So, and in this case, they're exaggerated by almost 100,000 rand per annum.
Yes. Okay. So that sorts out the second claim. One was correct. The second one exaggerated. Let's look at the third one in the time that we have left. And don't forget, the lines are open to you if you want to chat to Kate, especially around the work that they do and the interrogation of some of these claims. Maybe there's a claim, as some of you keep posting or tagging me on Twitter, 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs. So the electricity production. The claim is that with all of these employees, with an increase in salaries, electricity production has remained flat.
Absolutely. And when we look at the infographic, we see, I was no electricity expert before I did this, and I had a look at the infographic and I was like, a TWH? What is a TWH? So I Googled it.
Yes.
And what the infographic suggests is that electricity production has been flat like a pancake from 2003 to 2017, and it has stayed at 1.8 terawatt hours. And we went back to the same documents. I think what is really important is that we might have a lot of experience at checking this sort of stuff and knowing where to go and who to speak to, but all of this is public information. So if anyone wants to check facts themselves and they just want a pointer, you can tweet us, you can get in touch with us. We have a lot of experience. We usually know where to look for something, so we can always point you in the right direction if you want to do some fact checking for yourself.
Yes.
And when you look at this, we see electricity production is flat at 1.8 terawatt hours. And in most cases, when we look at Eskom's reports, we see that electricity production is reported in gigawatt hours.
Okay. Okay.
And
do you know your conversions?
there is a very useful Google conversion calculator that will help you do it.
Yes.
But what we see is in 2003, we see that Eskom's reports state that they produced around 210,000 gigawatt hours that hour, that year. And this is actually equal to 210 terawatt hours. And when it comes to 2017, what we see is that electricity production was actually slightly higher at 220 gigawatt hours or 220 terawatt hours. So there are a few things here. First of all, this infographic suggests that Eskom has actually produced about 122 times less electricity over this period than it actually does.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't show that over this period there has been a slight increase.
Mm-hmm.
The line is flat. Maybe if it reflected the slight increase, we'd see it move up a little bit. But over this period, there has been a slight increase, and this infographic severely downplays the amount of electricity that the utility has been producing.
So firstly, the amount is wrong. and the graph isn't flat.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's actually 210 terawatts per hour. This is in 2003, and it's 220 terawatts per hour now in 2017.
Absolutely.
And they had stated 1.8.
Mm.
All right. Let's go to John in Greenstone. You have a question for Kate. Good afternoon, John.
Kate. Good afternoon. Kate, what an amazing study. Thank you. I really appreciate the, we all do, the whole of South Africa really appreciates what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I did a similar exercise to you, but it appears that it must have been one of the confidential documents because it was slightly worse than you're saying.
Mm.
And yeah, anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Okay, I've been reviewing the gigawatt hour or, yeah, amount of electricity produced by South Africa, India, Brazil, and a couple of other countries. And I note with considerable concern that we have three times the headcount of Brazil and 3.5 times the headcount of India per megawatt.
Mm.
Obviously, we're putting in new lines and stuff like that. Does that sound right to you?
So without looking at those numbers, I can't tell you. But what I found interesting when I was talking to the experts was that, electricity production in South Africa has remained relatively flat-ish,
mm-hmm.
Since 2003. If we look more recently, we actually see that electricity production is down. And what I found confusing was that when we look at Eskom's other reporting numbers, we see that every year more and more people are being connected to the grid.
Yeah, so
and
how
that didn't
that
make sense to me. So mm-hmm. I chatted to a few experts and they said there are two reasons really.
Yeah.
The first is that the households which are being added to the grid, South Africa is always trying to expand and connect more households and try to reach universal electricity connection.
Yes.
But the majority of households which are being added to the grid are incredibly poor households.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who haven't had access to electricity historically, sometimes in rural areas, or they're in informal settlements. And these are very poor households who don't actually have that much money to spend on electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not actually adding a lot of burden to the grid. And secondly, we've seen because electricity has become so expensive in South Africa, a lot of large industries and huge corporations that rely a lot on electricity have actually had to really close their operations in South Africa. So we have more households coming on the grid which aren't using that much electricity, and we have large industries sometimes coming off the grid because of costs.
So these have offset each other.
Yeah.
In a way.
And another interesting question that I asked is, does South Africa produce enough electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Because we think that maybe the solution to this infographic should be that electricity production should also be going up.
Yeah.
We think that's the problem. But what experts tell us is that South Africa produces enough electricity.
Yes.
If we don't have load shedding, we produce enough electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem here isn't that production hasn't increased. The problem is that we're producing enough electricity, but all the costs to produce it are increasing.
Yes.
We are employing more people and we're paying them more money to really keep maintaining and producing the same amount.
Hmm. Thank you for explaining that. Thanks for your question, John. Tulani's calling from Fosloris. Hi, Tulani.
Hi, Azar. Okay. I just want to find out, I'm just out of curiosity, with Eskom reputation recently, isn't it possible, or the orchestra maybe has rolled out the possibility of Eskom cooking the numbers of the electricity being produced or supplied to us so that it can match the output based on the employees that they employ? Isn't it possible that Eskom can do that?
Okay.
So a good question. I like his thinking. He sounds like a fact checker in the making. Tulani, we spoke to a lot of experts, and for the most part, they thought that these numbers, that there could be something wrong with the numbers. But I think that what we're seeing here is probably right. And what it really shows is that, like I said earlier, electricity production in South Africa is actually adequate at the moment to meet demand. But we just keep adding more wood and more fire to produce it.
It's costing
us
more.
What is burning up RANs mm-hmm. and driving up costs at Eskom.
Yes, because they are registering massive, massive losses. You think, what are they doing with it? They had a bailout recently, and these figures suggest that the electricity production hasn't gone up by such leaps and bounds. So it's a number of things, probably poor management, and as you said, even the cost of production has gone up quite a lot.
Mm.
So it's a number of factors. It's not as straightforward as we'd like to think.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone would like to look at these numbers in more detail and unpack them,
yeah,
you can read the report at africacheck.org, or we'll tweet it at africacheck. And if you have questions, tweet us. We're always here to engage with
absolutely.
You and explain anything you don't understand.
Yes, I'll be sending you something that I was tagged
Please.
In, another question that on Twitter. So do that. Either tag us, tag africacheck, or tag me, Azania_, and then we'll put it as one of the issues that need, or one of the claims that need to be interrogated by the team from Africa Check. As always, Kate, thank you very much. It was disappointing figures indeed. Eskom losing, or reporting net losses, 2.3 billion rand in 2018 compared to 0.9 billion profits in previous years. And of course, this amount in irregular expenditures. So much more needs to be explained as far as that is concerned from 2012. So there you go. The costs, how it's being operated, and the output of this organization. Just a lot doesn't match up.